Welcome to Life Mastery Unleashed with me, Ricky Camus. Today's episode is the story of the good wolf and the bad wolf, which is a powerful metaphor often used to illustrate the internal battle within each of us between positive and negative forces. This allegory can be traced back to the various indigenous cultures, including Native American traditions, where it's often told as a parable about two wolves. This story. In this story, an elder is teaching a child about life. Inside each of us, the elder says, there are two wolves. One is a good wolf, which represents things like kindness, bravery, and love. The other is the bad wolf, full of greed, hatred, and fear. The child thinks about this for a moment and then asks the elder, which wolf wins? The elder replies, the one you feed. The symbolism of the good wolf, which is the positive traits, represents constructive emotions and actions, compassion, empathy, love, hope, kindness, and faith. Feeding the good wolf leads to positive outcomes in life, fostering a sense of peace and harmony within oneself and with others. Because most of my talks are related to mindset and discipline and resilience and being resolve in all you do, the good wolf is the wolf that allows you to be disciplined, that allows you to think in terms of big economy, big wealth, big love. The bad wolf, which is the negative traits, embodies destructive feelings and behaviors like anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. Feeding the bad wolf leads to negativity, internal turmoil, and a life filled with conflict and distress. Bad wolf in relation to discipline, resilience, and resolve is hitting that metaphorical snooze button on life. Alarm goes off, you hit snooze. Goes off 9 minutes later, you hit snooze again. Next thing you know, it's the next day. Next thing you know, you gained 3 pounds. Next thing you know, you lost your job. And the bad wolf smiles. Loves when you break down. Loves when you destroy your relationships. The moral of the story is about personal responsibility and mindfulness. It teaches that we have control over our thoughts and emotions. Our character and experiences are shaped by the choices we make about which parts of ourselves we nurture and develop. It's important to be aware of our negative tendencies and not let them overpower the positive aspects of our character. In today's world, this story can be seen as a metaphor for mental health and well-being. It reminds us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to cultivate positivity and compassion both towards ourselves and everyone around us. The story of the good wolf and the bad wolf serves as a timeless reminder of the power of choice. Every second, every minute, every hour, and every day we face decisions that feed one wolf or the other. By consciously choosing which wolf to feed, we decide the course of our lives, shaping our character and destiny. In order to feed the good wolf and fight the evil, I'm going to give you 5 things that you can do. When I say evil, I mean that side of you that's lazy, that side of you that can go through a bag of potato chips in 4 minutes. Number one, start with positive intention or affirmations. Create a morning ritual. Begin each day with a positive intention. I intend to have a great day. No matter what comes in front of you, you're gonna have a great day no matter what. You're not gonna let somebody else decide for you to have a crappy day. You're gonna say things like, today I will listen actively to my clients and seek to understand their needs genuinely. Number two, practice active listening in every interaction. You got to engage in conversations with clients and friends and family. You need to listen more when they speak. Make eye contact. Actually be engaged and actually care what they're saying. Number three, reflect on your daily experiences. At the end of the day, just sit down for 10 minutes and reflect. What kind of day did I have? What decisions did I make? What milestone moments did I have? Number four, show gratitude and appreciation. Right when you wake up, grab a pen and a pad and write down five things that you're grateful for. Number one should be you're grateful to be breathing. Number two, you should be grateful that the ones you love are breathing. There, I just gave you two. Number five, set and review personal goals. Goals are like destinations on a map. You got to create your GPS to get there, but you have to have somewhere to get. So create that location and go. Just start moving. Get your body moving. Regular timing. Incorporate practices into regular training. You've got to train yourself on how to feed the good wolf. You got to encourage yourself and encourage others. Those who you encourage will also encourage you. By practicing these actions, you will gradually internalize the principles of the good wolf, leading to a more positive, empathetic, and successful environment. If you know someone that needs to hear this, please share it. Give me a like and a comment. Share it on Facebook and tag me. You may just win something. Who knows? You might just be better than you were yesterday.
Okay, flaming dragon. Fuck face. First, take a big step back
and literally fuck your own face.